Welcome to Local Music Somewhere, where your voice is always heard. On our Beats radio and media streaming service for today's hot and trending topics. Now let's get into it.
Hey everyone, welcome to Local Music Somewhere here at rbeats.com. My name is Annalise, and today in the studio we have Ek Lee. He is a singer, songwriter, producer, and he is here to talk with us today about new music, his new management, and making big moves towards LA. Thank you so much for being here today with us, Ek Lee.
Yeah, super nice to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So tell me about your new music and tell me how you would describe your sound coming up here.
I would describe my new sound coming up pretty different. The entire album concept, I mean, we'll get into it and stuff. It's changed. We got a lot of change going on. I'm just glad to be back. Thank you for having me. You know, as always. But yeah, it's super, super dope. I mean, it's just a bunch of stuff going on and change, just really big change. That's the main concept.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's really exciting for you. And I know you just turned 18, which is awesome. What has been the biggest change for you in releasing music now versus when you first started?
That's a good question. Probably just more people. I mean, of course, over time, you got more people listening, coming in, you know, listening, new viewers and stuff, like new ears on it. And I guess connections, for sure. Connections over time, that's a big thing.
Yeah. What type of connections have you been making recently?
New management, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out Bennett Summer, you know what I'm saying? Management, for sure. Management's a big thing, you know. Start connecting with other people that I can't necessarily connect with. You know, sometimes it's better when you got somebody reaching out for you, you know, that's coming in and be like, you know, I have this artist and everything, and that's what he does for me. He reaches out to venues and everything, so he does gets all that done for me. And you know, he's also a videographer and super talented. He's out in LA, just moved out to LA, and he's doing what he loves. So
how did you get connected with him in the first place?
It's my cousin.
Oh my gosh!
No, I got super lucky with that. Yeah.
That's awesome. You got family connections and everything. That's awesome.
Yeah, super lucky with that.
Oh my gosh. That's really cool, man. So who are some of your musical influences? I have to ask.
Musical influences, for sure. Well, early music started off with Juice WRLD, and I had to change that because I was just riding off his sound very heavily. But I mean, when you're starting, you know, you tend to ride off because you have to find your sound. I would say now, like, I cut kind of go into more of a Weekend, like Kid Laroi, Travis, Don Toliver type vibe, where it's like, you know, I emphasize in background vocals. I really love background effects and the ambience of all of that. So that's what I love doing more.
Yeah. And you got started when you were in
eighth grade.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Grade, yeah. How's that like evolved and changed since you first started?
Since I first started, production wise, has been amazing because, at first I wasn't even creating my own beats or anything. I was getting loops off the internet and stuff. I mean, and then I, you know, learned to figure out that you can't steal stuff, you know? So sad to create my own stuff, you know?
Yeah. That's awesome. So you got to tell us more about your new album. Like, do we have a album name yet, or like what's happening with that track list?
We have about, I would say like 12, 13, 14 songs on it. We have the newest feature. I don't know if I want to say the feature or not, because I don't know if it's happening or not. Yeah. But I'm meeting with him soon. It's an artist. I don't know if you know. I don't want to say his name wrong. Hozier.
Hozier?
Yeah. Oh, he's not going to be on it. But somebody who meets with him, is doing a show with him, might be on the album. So that's a pretty big feature.
That's a really big feature. Oh, so my gosh. Congrats.
But we have Skylar Rain on it. So shout out to her for sure. Skylar Rain, beautiful voice. Super great talent. All around, we got like two, maybe. We have three features on it, actually. Album name. I kind of have an album name, but I'm not going to say it because I don't know. I'm not too sure with it yet. So, I'll just keep it at that for sure.
And how did you decide that you wanted these specific artists on your album?
I mean, normally I don't tend to do features like that because, you know, I was, it's just like, I feel like with my sound and the sounds that I hear with people from like our school and stuff, like when I used to be in school, it was just people with talking about a lot of stuff like, you know, murder, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I was just like, you know, I got outside of that, you know, I was just not really talking about that. So it was like, I had to find somebody that could really, more melodic, you know what I'm saying? I needed people who could sing more, and it was really kind of a difficulty trying to find that until I did, you know. And so I really utilized that, you know, melodic voices. I love female voices, really big, so I use that in my background for this upcoming album a lot. So yeah, just stuff like that for sure.
Yeah, it sounds like you're really going against the grain with like your sound and like who you're bringing in on your projects and everything like that, which is fantastic. And we definitely need more artists like you to like really make that impact, especially in today's music. So what so you're heading to LA soon. Have you been there before, and are you planning on living there? Like, what's your plan with that?
I feel like eventually plan would be to live there for at least a little bit to create connections. I've been to Vegas before. I've been to LA to visit like a different cousin, but never to like stay there. But yeah, I'm going to be like right in the heart, Hollywood. So it's going to hopefully meet a bunch of people. Excuse me, there's a bunch of connections out there, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, just making new connections, you know, exploring the city and everything like that. So, do you plan on maybe doing a performance while you're there?
Probably not. Might work on an EP, though, while I'm there.
Ooh,
yeah,
nice.
So once the album drops, which is on the 15th or 17th.
Yes. Oh, nice.
Start working on an EP, so it's just like work. And then a bunch of promo and stuff, so that, yeah, it's just a bunch, you know, work. But, like, you know, I'm kind of scared that, you know, once it starts to really take off, that the fun of it is going to turn into, like, real work, you know? I don't want it to turn into work, you know? It's, like, passion, and I don't want it to turn into work. You know,
yeah, that's,
but you know, if you really love it, it shouldn't be too bad. So
yeah, exactly. And I know, like, for some artists out there, there is a pressure to appeal to social media, to like TikTok, for example. And on some level, have you ever felt the need to like make a song to like kind of get it to go viral on any case?
Nah, I mean, recently I've just been uploading on TikTok a lot more than normal. I've created like two other pages in my main and just started going crazy with that and just uploading like three videos a day on three different pages. And so there's just like a bunch of traction with that. I mean, I was like, why haven't I been doing this? So I started doing that now. And, you know, it's a lot more work. Of course, I'm not super frequent with it, but I try to stay frequent with it. But, you know, it's just like TikTok, you really have to use it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, I hate to use it because it's like, I don't know. I just feel like it's better because, you know, back a little before TikTok, people go out. You know, that's when you have A&R and stuff. You know, people go out and really come to see you perform and stuff. But now it's like everything's online and it's kind of like a crutch a little bit, which means anybody can do anything. So I don't know. But it is what it is. You can't really change it now until it does change by itself. So
that's fair. Yeah. I mean, what has been one of your like favorite places to perform, and what stands out from you like when you would perform live, like with people around and everything like that?
Favorite places to perform, forgot the name of it. It was towards Uptown Charlotte, but that was a couple hundred people were there. That was super fun. That was I brought a friend on stage before while I was performing there, and that was like, it was the energy. I love the energy. I just you know, it's a real thing, you know, because, like, it doesn't even have to be in music. But, I mean, music is a prime source of it, for sure. But, I mean, just us talking here, like, I'm feeding off your energy. You know, based on the energy that you give me right now, I'm feeding off of it and relaying it back on you. And that's, like, set out super huge on with music and everything. So, when it comes to, you know, performing live, I feed off the crowd. Crowd feeds off me. So, it's perfect.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that's exactly what you need as a performer. You need that energy. You need that reassurance from the crowd in order to be able to give your best performance overall. Because when you don't, it's like you need that energy. Yeah, for sure. So what's some advice that someone has given you before that has like really impacted you on your music career?
Time. I think it was Terry, actually. You know, it was recent, and not super recent, but I was just like, I mean, recently I've put a lot more faith in God, you know, to be honest with you, just like stopped worrying, really giving like worries about things. And, you know, because I used to have this worry about like, oh, what if I don't make it? What if I, you know, stuff like that. It's just like, just let it all go, you know, just like do what I love, and then where it's going, it'll go. You know what I'm saying? But Terry recently, not too long ago, he was like, You don't have to worry about time, man. You know, just keep doing what you're doing. It'll go somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You're good at what you do and just keep going with it. And I don't know. I remember the first time I said it, I was like probably 16. And I was like, I feel like I'm going to run out of time. He's like, you're 16. You're chill. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's just, I feel like, you know, time is a battle against everything. So, but. You know.
Yeah, like there's a couple quotes out there that like state that time is like, you know, I think actually it's like comparison is the thief of joy, but I think that time definitely like it, there's like an internal clock ticking for all of us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
100%. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So you have impeccable style. Like just right off the bat, I can tell like your style is just like very on point. Like who's your style inspo? Where do you get your style?
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie. Like before we came here, I asked this girl to like for a fit. I was like, "What should I wear?" And she kind of put this together. So I was like, "Should I wear jeans and like yellow?" She was like, "Yeah, wear some jeans, yellow." I was honestly just gonna wear like, you know, some like joggers or something, you know, some light. So to be honest, like I don't really like getting all dressed up. Like I like something really casual, like. I really like joggers, stuff like that. Like, I really love gray. I like gray, black, you know, just stuff that's, like, more casual. You know, mm-hmm. I just don't dress out like that, you know?
Yeah, that's valid. Comfortable and, like, really you comfortable. Know. Yeah, I love that.
Crazy at all.
So. Yeah, that's honestly, that's so valid. And I feel like a lot of people feel that way. And I think that that's what you makes people relate to you a lot, mm-hmm. like, as an artist and stuff like that. You know, we're coming into an age where it's like relatability is like the most important thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
Yeah. So like, what do you think about like songwriting now? Like how has your songwriting changed and evolved since you first started?
Oh, recently I had a conversation with this girl and she, it was before I wrote the song. The song's called Zoo and it's going to be out on the new album. And she was listening to some songs. She was like, I'm going to be completely honest with you when I'm listening to it. And I was like, all right, that's fine. Of course, you know, I love honesty. I'm not going to be hurt by it. You know, everybody has their own opinions. Mm-hmm. But she was telling me, she was like, I do like the music. I really do. And she was just telling me, like, I took it in a certain way instead of taking it in, like, you know, instead of taking it in a way where it's, like, where it hurt. It was more like, I don't know, it went somewhere in my body to where it was, like, I took it to use, you know what I'm saying? Like her saying certain things, she was like, I like this butt, you know what I'm saying? You know, some people hear butt and they're like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But like I heard butt and then I was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? So, and then I made Zoo and then she heard it, she loved it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I feel like if she didn't say that to me, it wouldn't have been made, which is kind of crazy. So like, it's just inspiration is everywhere for sure. That's a big thing for sure. Inspiration's everywhere and everything that you see them do.
Yeah. What inspired you to write Zoo?
Her, actually. Oh, but wow. And I was listening to so much stuff, too. Just, I mean, honestly, it was at first just, like, messing around. Me and my friend Zion, shout out to Zion. We're just messing around. And I was like, yo, I just want you to scream this repeatedly. And, so that was a... That was kind of like the main chorus for that. And then we went from there. I just started writing lyrics and stuff. So.
That's awesome. Yeah. When, what are some of your like goals for the future with music? Like, what are you like besides the EP? Like, what else are you like really aiming towards when it comes to music?
I don't know if I've looked at, I know I used to look at the future more. Now I've, really just been living in now because I feel like looking forward into the future, it makes me think about time more. I know when I was younger, I used to think like, oh, I want to perform. A big spot that I always wanted to perform at was the new dome that got built in Vegas.
Yeah, that's been
super cool.
Have you visited there?
I have not been to that dome at all. I have not been there. But it looks super cool and I would love to be there. I know U2 was there. They performed there and it looks like a dope spot. So, you know, anything's possible, right?
Yeah, of course. 100%. Yeah. Do you feel like you at some point could see yourself being in Vegas?
Yeah, Vegas for sure. Mm-hmm. Vegas is cool. Yeah. It's super hot. I mean, I remember walking the strip at night and it was like 118. So,
yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's super hot for sure. Yeah. So, what do you feel like has been your, who is somebody who's, like really inspired like a big song for you, and like what has that process been like, you know, like connecting to people and, you know, finding inspiration to like keep going with music?
I surf a lot when I listen to my music. I'm very diverse in my music. Grew up with white parents. So, you know, naturally that's put on with more of a, you know, rock side and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I grew up with rock, you know, Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, you know, people from the hair band, you know, era. I honestly didn't get introduced into really like rap until my friend, I brought my friend here, hey, Zay. He's here. We started listening like fifth grade. It was like Panda, you know, Black Beatles. Love. Those were our songs. You know what I'm saying? Those were like my, oh yeah. Those were like, I mean, Black Beatles was huge. We had the mannequin challenge and stuff. So, you know, and then when I went to listen to that, that's when I think I got kind of more introduced to rap and hip hop more. And just kind of started listening to it more from there. And I mean, there was times where people would come up to me like, oh, do you know this artist? I wouldn't even know the artist, you know, but it would be a big artist too, like in the hip hop industry. And I don't know, I wouldn't know it at the time. But, you know, just listening to all type of music is for sure an inspiration, you know, sounds. I think I listen to things that are going on in the background. Sometimes people's ears are not trained to listen to things in the background, but your head's still picking it up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So like your mind hears it, but you're not being like, oh, I hear that in the background. You know what I'm saying? And it's really learning how to do things like that. That just makes the song so much deeper. And that's what I've been putting into my music a lot more, and just doing stuff like that for sure.
Yeah. Just more detail and finiting like your sound and like, you know, really creating from like the ground up. That's incredible. Yeah. Yeah. So we talked a little bit about like, you know, when people listen to your music and, you know, they might have some like thoughts and opinions of their own about what type of direction you should go into. How do you listen to your gut in those moments? Like what is the thing that like really keeps you grounded?
Probably if somebody ever says something, it's just like, oh, it's like an O. I've really gotten I've gotten people that's been like, oh, this is terrible, you know what I'm saying? But it hasn't been on a wide scale yet where it's been like a bunch of people say it all at once. I'm sure then it would be like, ooh, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know, I feel like I have a very hard head. I mean, whenever it's a couple people, there's also the people that do like it, but also I'm not doing it necessarily for everybody else, you know, I'm doing it for because I love it, you know. So it's like really like a passion, you know. If you're playing sports or anything, you're like, someone's like, oh, you suck, you know, or draw is like, oh, you suck. It's like, well, I mean, if you really love doing it, you're gonna keep doing it, you know.
I mean,
you know, it's really not a love if somebody can say you suck and then you stop it. It's not, otherwise it's not a passion for sure, and that's just facts. But you know, when people say stuff, it's just like, all right, you know, sometimes you can really take the things that people say and use it though. You know, if someone says like, oh, that's bad, sometimes you can ask why, you know, well, like, what do you mean? And they'll say it and be like, oh, okay, either you can take that in a negative or positive way and you can use it in the future. And if you really genuinely don't think that like they're right, then of course just move on with it. You know, there's what, 8 billion people in the world? It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Really doesn't matter. I mean, but when I say I'm not doing the music really for everybody else, you know, I'm doing it because I love it. But also, like, I would love to, like, my dream is for sure, it's just like what I was talking about earlier, is just the energy of people. And seeing that fed off of music, I feel like it's just so powerful in so many different ways. And I would just love to see that. And I've seen it a couple times, but I just want to see it on a wider span, you know, the audience. It's people I mean, it's crazy how people can come. It's just like all these people and just watch a person or a couple of people on a stage.
Yeah.
And just to hear music. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that for a second. That's kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're buying tickets that could be like a couple hundred dollars just to see somebody and hear their music. That's kind of wild.
Especially nowadays. Yeah. Like 100%. You get like artists like, I know Taylor Swift for sure, like in her Eras tour is like massively insane now.
Huge.
Yeah. So it's like that sort of like thing on social media, especially, has like really like taken people like on a journey to like, you know, actually discovering new artists and everything like Yeah. Who are some new artists that you've discovered recently?
What's her name? Can't even think of her name. Is Ayata? I don't know. I have no idea. I forgot her name, but it's this new female artist, woman artist that she's blowing, starting to blow up. And I love her music. Can't wait to like reach out to her. Feel like, honestly, like, I have a genuine urge. I'm telling you, I was just talking to Isaiah the other day and talking to a couple friends. I'm telling you, a couple months. I'm really not giving it that long. Like, could be a stretch to say this, but like, I don't know. Sometimes you just have like, you know, a gut feeling when something could happen, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's just, there's too many things that are going on for it to not just like, you know, for it to go nowhere. Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
It's just, it's I don't want to say it's looking bright, but it's like it's crazy. It's really crazy. And I'm going to tell him to reach out to her and her management, see what I can do with that. But she's super talented. I wish I knew her name. If I could say her name, I would say it. But she's super talented, new sound and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's just one thing that I really hate is people that they create this new rule in the industry that I just don't understand. And it's like the 2%, 3% rule, where if you like find something that, you know, that you like, like, all right. But if you change it up by like 2-3%, then it's considered your own. And it's like, I just don't agree with that, to be honest with you. And something that's really came up in the wave is more like people like Ken Carson or what's his name? Yeet.
And
people like hear that sound, it's just and they write off it like, oh, I can, you know, I can create that. And nobody says anything anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, you create something like that, that sounds like them. And it's like, nobody says anything. It's like, they don't even like, oh, this is, you're copying them. They don't even say anything anymore. It's like, what are we doing now?
Yeah, especially with copyright issues nowadays. Yeah, like, there's so many different things like that can happen now. Like, and nobody's really like brave enough to call people out when they need to.
Mm-hmm. At all.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you feel that pressure to like, you know, kind of like go out of like the box a little bit more and try to, you know, be a little bit more like original, like, and stuff like that? Or do you just do what you need to do?
I just do what I need to do. I honestly never found it really in any interest in the Yeet or Playboi Carti sound or anything like that. If you listen to any of my music, it doesn't sound anything like them. So, I was never put in that box where, I mean, of course, in the beginning, it was, like I said, the more the Juice WRLD era, but like that was very noticeable. Mm-hmm. And it was also because I was just first starting and everything, but
it
really broke out recently. I mean, everybody that, you know, they say I really have my own sound. They're like, this is very different, very different. And I take that and use that to my advantage all the time.
Yeah, from what I can tell, like, you definitely have your own sound and your own taste and what, like, I can tell that you make music from the heart, and that's the most important 100%. Thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, we're going to be listening to your new song here soon, and you just released a new music video for it. And what it looks like, it's in the forest.
Yeah, it is in the forest.
What was the inspo behind that?
Like, I don't know. It's kind of more of a dark setting, you know? Touching Your Soul is, takes place, and I flew out to Tampa, Florida. And so we actually were up, it was actually Bennett again, we're up, we probably created like, it was over a span of 5 days at least, maybe 4 or 5 days.
Oh, wow.
And created like 4 music videos. We're up like super late hours, and you know, but that's work. It was fun. But Touching Your Soul, it was you know, right in the forest, and really got that vibe. He was like, and he's super smart. I mean, he sees the stuff. He hears the music and he sees it. You know what I'm saying? Immediately. Like, as soon as he, he's super bright. And he sees it. And I was like, yeah, I agree. I mean, 100% trust the process.
Yeah.
100%. And he's super smart when it came to that stuff and all the angles and everything. And of course, he's very, 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 you know, open to like requests and stuff. So I can make a request, of course, all the time and be like, you know, I mean, he's my cousin. I can be like, yo, this is not, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, it's just never been like a thing where it's like a battle at each other or like, nah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really very neutral with everything, but he's very smart. And The Forest was a very good pick, I feel like, for it. Mm-hmm. Very smart.
Was he just like, I'm already feeling like we're in a forest right now? Like,
We were out there at like 2-3 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was cold too, real cold.
Did you just like, you know, drive to Florida or like
no,
one
I
night?
Flew
or
out.
Flew out?
Yeah,
I flew out to
Tampa. He picked me up and then we were off to work. So got everything done.
Nice. And are, like you said, they record like 5 music videos. Like, are those like for other songs as well?
Yeah, those are for other songs. Yeah, one for Help. Kisses. This was all on my last album, Through My Eyes. Go check that on every platform. Apple Music, anything that you can find music on is on. But yeah, Help, Kisses in the Forest, Touching Your Soul, and Vice. Then those were all filmed in Tampa. And that was a lot of work. That was late nights. I mean, like, we wouldn't get back home until like 6 in the morning.
Oh my God.
Hey, it was worth it for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it in those times. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break here, and we got some words from our friends and sponsors here at rbeats.com. So we're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Touching Your Soul. I'm your host, Annalise, and today we are here with Eckley, and he is going to be showing us his new music video for Touching Your Soul right here on rbeats.com. All right, and that was Touching Your Soul by Eckley. We have to talk about this music video because this is amazing. What goes into making a music video first and foremost?
Camera work.
Camera
a lot
work.
Of camera work for sure.
Mm-hmm. What kind of camera do you use?
I would have no idea. You definitely have to talk to Bennett for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no idea. I really have no idea. I just know we use drones. It's like two different cameras. Excuse me. A bunch of lighting. You definitely have to talk to him for all that. But yeah, he's a mastermind and all of that. So,
management, camera work, like he's got it all. Like, did he direct it as well? Like.
We did a little bit of both, but nice. For sure, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's all that.
That's awesome. That. Yeah. Well, I have to ask, like, what was, like, where did you, like, find this place? Like, and, like, is the cabin that you were in for the music video, like, in the same area?
Yes. So that was a close family friend of ours that she owns that, like, entire property. Like, it's in front. Wow. So yeah, she's we were there and we called her up and she was like, yeah, you can be here at this time and everything's all right. She opened the gate for us and we were there for like 3-4 hours. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Where did you film like your other music videos, if you don't mind me asking, or what's the vibe for the upcoming music videos?
Upcoming music videos?
Mm-hmm.
I would have no idea. I don't even think we're at that point yet. We haven't even started talking about it yet.
All right.
But very different, very different from that music. Sometimes I hate listening to old music because I know the new stuff is so much different. I'm very, I go very deep into my change, like changes. Just like as soon as I drop something, the next stuff that I drop, I want it to be so much different. This album is very, very, very different in this other stuff that I've released, I feel like. And it's just... Yeah, I'm a lot more melodic, singing a lot more, mm-hmm. and my voice range, production is like key. I produce all my stuff, and I've really did a deep dive into that for sure, and it's so much different lyrics and all of it. So
yeah, there's definitely a lot more melodic influences in this for sure. What does touching your soul mean to you?
Touching your soul just meant like it was just like a more of an aura thing. That's why there's aura, but in the music video. But it was just like touching your soul. Physically, mentally type thing. Just like a back and forth connection that's very equal between each other.
Yeah, something that can't be explained just through
exactly,
like ooh
right.
Yeah.
So that's why the aura was there and everything, and that's just what that meant. So.
Mm-hmm. What was the significance of the hand that came in? Like,
the hand was just like the aura taking over. It was just everything.
Ooh,
yeah, it was just all of it taking over.
I got chills when you said that. Oh, yeah.
It was just all of it taking over. So it was, it was a cool concept. And yeah, it was a cool concept.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Like, I think that, like, the sound of this is so like I'm hearing like a little bit of Weeknd influences there. Like, do you feel that or
some people said that. I like that. For sure. And definitely the new stuff. I can't wait for y'all to hear the new stuff for sure. She'll like it.
Is it like very different from this? Like, is it like just a bunch of different
I would say of course it's still upon the same line, but it's different for sure. You'll like it a lot more than probably what you just heard.
Yeah. What do you want people to take away from this new album?
I don't know. I'm not sure. First concept that we came up with or that I came up with for the album was just like kind of being in a certain area with a bunch of people, and throughout the album, you're taken through different emotions. And it's at first I was like, whoever you meet in this, wherever you're at during this album, is you feel the same. Like, it was supposed to be about like at first, like, kind of like imagine like, this long lost person that you used to be with,
mm-hmm.
And you're at like, say, a club or whatever, and throughout the night you're taken through a different bunch of emotions in the way that you're feeling throughout the night. There's a bunch of stuff going on in the club,
mm-hmm.
But different bunch of emotions, and you see this person and it's like all of them come fluttering back, that you used to feel. And then I feel like later on, I've taken that idea and kind of changed it. Instead of feeling those emotions again, kind of letting go of the emotions instead. Mm. So that's kind of what taken away from this. Just like more of a, I guess just to let go, because to let go, that's like, once again, roll back over to change and stuff. I mean, you can't really change if you're still stuck on the same stuff. So that's why, I mean, as you saw in the music video, I saw hair and everything. I cut all of that off, just like, you know, just completely just changing. I feel like when you cut your hair, I mean, hair carries memories, of course, not to forget, but to move on a little bit and to learn from. And that's why I cut it and everything. Just a very, like, you know, it's new. Everything is new. You know, I'm stepping in this, you know, new part of my life for sure.
Yeah. 100%. For sure. Like some people, even like when they're writing music, it's kind of like very much a spiritual experience, you know, like some people like write stuff down. And then, like you said, they change and they kind of not really forget about it, but they're just kind of like, I'm not that person anymore.
Right.
You know, like how does your spiritual experience like evolve and change when it comes to your music?
That's it. I still do. Spiritual experience and music is very big for me. I just feel like it's just a lot of mental stuff going on with the way that I create music. It's just very intact with it. You know, whenever I listen to my music or my favorite part and when I'm creating it is the synthesizers. And I just feel like listening to the synths and the sub and just all of that is just like, you can see it. If you close your eyes, you know, a certain time, wherever you're at, you can like see the sound waves almost. That's how I see it. And it's just like, I don't know. It's very cool. And like, just see them like, just like chord progressions are very big for sure in this new album too. Very, very huge. And just like the where it takes you for sure. And I was talking to my friend not too long ago, actually like last night. And he was like, something that, you know, that you kind of are starting to do too is kind of letting the beat have its own verse. The music have its own verse. You know what I'm saying? So like, take when you're like writing your own songs or stuff, you know, it's a, you have your own verse, you know, say if you have a feature, they have their own verse. But then if you give the part, you know, if you produce it right enough, it almost takes you to a whole new part. If you give the track that you're on, you know, its own thing to like do what it wants, you know what I'm saying? For almost for like the listener to hear it and hear how they want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Instead of you kind of being over it the entire time, then it's like, well, what am I hearing now? You know what I'm saying? It's a whole new direction to take it. So for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the process like of like making a song? Is it like one of those things where it's like you'll like write maybe a verse and then come back to it later? Or are you the type of person that's like when you're in the zone, like you need to get it like out, like all out right there and then?
I guess it really depends. You know, there's times where it's like, if I'm in there, then I'm going to stay in there for a couple hours for sure. And then time just passes by. But sometimes I do go there and then go in the studio. And then it's like I'm forcing myself a little bit to like, you know, create music, because sometimes you got to push yourself a little bit. But and then it starts to become natural. You know what I'm saying? Once you push yourself, and then it's like once you really find something that you're creating that you like, then it becomes more natural than just like forcing yourself to make music.
Yeah, that's so true. Mm-hmm. Have you ever felt like the pressure to like, you know, put something out like that, like you weren't sure if it was good enough? And like, how do you like overcome that fear? Because as an artist myself, it's really hard to put out certain things because I'm just kind of worried about like how it sounds or, you know, the.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's a good question. This older project that I had, I released it and took it off like within like a week or so, like off of all the platforms. Yeah. And I don't know. There was something about it where I was like, if I can't see, like, normally, like, if a project has to be a project for me, like, significant project, if I can see every single song on this album inside my head, like, I have to see it, like, it has to be a play, like, play-by-play movie, like, a walkthrough. I have every single song, every single, like, measure of the song, each song and every song. So if there's one song where I can't see, like, something that's going on, it's, like, nothing, it's really significant, and then it's, like, I don't even know why this is out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I think about it. So and I made sure, very sure that with this new album, like I have to see, like I'm seeing every single thing that's happening for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I'm also the same way where it's like when you're listening to music, it's like that movie that like is going on in your head. So does that have like a very significant influence when it comes to making music videos as well? Or do you kind of just go with the flow with it?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's a big thing too. I mean, once you see in your head, you like to lay it out, try to lay it out in person. So, yeah.
For sure, for sure. I've noticed that like you have a lot of like connections and influences just within your own family. Like, how does that like, you know, like what where do you like draw the line between like, you know, business and like just family, you know?
Hasn't really gotten to a point where I had to draw the line yet, but I'm sure I'll experience that one day where I have to draw the line, but I'm sure it won't be anything crazy, you know? Yeah. I mean, I feel like when it comes to being partners, really, then you have to draw a certain line. I mean, management, if Bennett were to stay my management, I mean, family for sure. But I feel like he's working with me throughout it. You know, it's really not a thing where it's like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like that could be a little bit dicey for sure, you know, depending on the situation. But I mean, if it's family, it's family, you know, and you can whatever they can tell you, you can pick up and receive, and you can be like, all right, you know, and if you say it back to them, they'll receive it well. You know, if it's just like a random person, also trust really big. If it's within the family, you know, trust hugely. I feel like if it's just a person that you picked up and then you're learning to trust, it's a lot different, and they can, you know, perceive certain things that you're saying in a different type of way because they don't know you like that.
Yeah, so it's more easier to like, you know, work with family than it is to like work. Yeah, for sure.
I would think so.
For sure, for sure. Yeah. What is Bennett like, have his own management company? Like, how did you like decide like you're gonna be my manager? Was he just like, hey,
Bennett reached out and he was like, yo, I want to be your, I would like to be your manager. I was like, 100%, you know, and especially where he's based right now, I mean, that's huge. And the connections that he's making, super big thing that y'all gotta check out, Spaceship Joyride is his official channel. Also, you can just look up Bennett Summer on but Summer with an O on Safari and all that, Google, and his page will come right up. But he creates music videos for a bunch of other artists. Spaceship Joyride is an up-and-coming site that he's making, website and everything, and just his entire that's where he's going with stuff. He's very talented and all that.
That's fantastic. And yeah, I'm so glad that you're making moves like towards LA and everything like that. And
yeah, that's,
you know,
that's wild.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's really amazing. Yeah, what has been like your favorite thing so far about making this album?
Running back the songs, I feel like listening to the song, honestly, it hasn't been to a point yet where, like, you know, sometimes when you create a song and then, you know, you're listening to it so many times, you know, where it's like, is this even good? You know, because I mean, that happens with any song. Even once you listen to it so many times, or really anything, you do it so many times, it's like you don't get the same experience that you did the first couple times that you did it or heard it. So but I mean, really playing them back, it's just like, I feel like every single time I play it back, I'm changing something. So, yeah, so it's like I'm listening to it for the first time again. You know, I'm adding something new, or I'm adding somebody on it, you know, something like that. So I feel like every single time I listen back, it's something new. So none of it's really been getting old. So it's nice.
That's awesome. Yeah. Because you always want to make sure it feels alive, especially to your own ears. That's the most important thing for sure. Yeah. We're running out of time here, but do you have anything else that you'd like to share about this album and everything else that comes with it?
Something to look out for sure. I feel like I had cover art, and I might redo the cover art, but single coming up soon. I think I said the first, right? Something like that, right?
Yeah.
And then we got the first, August 1st, and then we got another single. I have to release three singles before the album at least. And then the album comes out, I'd say the 15th, right? 15th. Yeah. So yeah, 15th, and then start working on EP after that, and a bunch of promotion stuff to do. But yeah, I can't wait for it to come out. It's just going to be I feel like it'll have a slow rise, but it's going to rise. 100%. I really have no doubt. I have no doubt in my mind that it's going to rise up. It's just like, there's no way, you know? You know what I'm saying? It's like very, 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 very optimistic about it. So
that's awesome. And that's all you can be in those moments is like, you know, putting it out there on social media, you know, making sure that like, you know, you've got your singles coming out. What were the names of those three singles again? Can you tell us?
We got Swear It's Got Me Sick is the first single that's coming out. I'm honestly not sure about the two other singles that I'm going to release. Zoo is going to be one of them for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But Swear It's Got Me Sick is the first one and best one to watch out for sure.
Yeah. What are the big differences between those two, would you say? Zoo, like, what makes them stick out as singles?
Swear It's Got Me... throughout the entire album.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Zoo is a little bit more like... upbeat. I mean, they're really the most ones that are like more changed, like different than the other stuff that I've released. Feel like, I mean, the entire album is a lot more different than other stuff that I've released. So it's really kind of hard to, but those are just ones that stuck out to me individually. So, yeah, I mean, Swear's Got Me Sick. I love that. I was actually just messing with it today again. So, yeah. And Zoo is just very... it's got a chorus. It's just like very on beat. So it's just really gets a,
yeah, like you said, it keeps changing. You keep like, you know, adding stuff to it and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So I know that once it comes out, it's going to be like perfect.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait for you. Well, thank you so much, Eckley, for coming back on.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for like being here. I'm so excited to see the rest of your journey and where it goes. You've been a part of our beats now for like a hot minute. And we've had you on since you were like a sophomore, I think.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you for coming on. Thank you for allowing us to come on this journey with you. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you for coming on it with me.
Mm-hmm. And you can check Eckley out on all streaming platforms and social media. Thank you so much for listening to Local Music Somewhere here at rbeats.com. I'm your host, Annalise, and we'll catch you next time.
Always remember, with you, we are. Our Beats podcasting crew wants to take this moment to thank you for listening to Our Beats Radio and Media Streaming Network.